Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from Denver, Colorado. The lead stories are Microsoft Teams overtakes Slack, Netflix Another Life trailer is pretty impressive, France passes an internet tax, and did you know some of your Google Assistant queries are being transcribed? I want to welcome you to episode 1381 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, July 11th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support of this show by you can be done via GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Become an insider today. I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners, folks that are checking out the show for the very first time. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com, get subscribed to the show via the website. Of course, those of you that are longtime subscribers, thanks for being here, being part of the family of listeners of this show. And of course, we're staying subscribed as well. Tell you, lots of stuff going on here, folks. Pretty excited about the next couple of weeks. But more importantly, it's another day for another great podcast, and very happy to bring it to you. If you're new to the show, you can subscribe to the newsletter as well on the website at geeknewscentral.com. You can listen to this podcast on blueberry.com or on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. Or join us on Slack by sending me an email at geeknews@gmail.com. And of course, you can contact me via the same email address or follow me on Twitter at Geek News. If you want to follow me on Facebook, just do so by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows include, and these are all linked to geeknewscentral.com, the GNC Week in Review done by Kirk Corliss, The Gadget Professor, done by Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site, written by my team, The New Media Show, co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenley, and of course, Podcast Legends. Pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. This show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Definitely check out all the deals that I've got available at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy, whether it be a $499.com, a 30% discount on new GoDaddy purchases, $1 a month economy or managed WordPress hosting account over there. That is a fantastic deal. All those hosting accounts, whether it be economy hosting or that managed WordPress, comes with a free domain name, gets you started for $12. It's the best deal on the website. And of course, we've got the GoDaddy website builder as well. So lots to check out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Pick up a great deal. Save huge when you pick up GoDaddy products and services. Of course, GoDaddy's been a sponsor of this show since June of 2005. We are very pleased to have them continuing to support the show. And as we move forward in time, and in order for them to do that, we need all of you to continue to support the sponsor in any way you can, either by sharing the link to the website with all the GoDaddy promo codes, or just basically sharing these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know that are looking for online services and getting ready to do something cool with maybe starting a blog, starting a podcast. All those services at GoDaddy are fit well for that. And of course, pick up a domain name, whether it be a .com or one of the 100 new top-level domains. You can always save money by using my promo codes found at geeknewscentral.com geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central, and for those of you, your continued support of them as well. All right, folks. Hey, everyone. How you doing? It's good to be back. I'm fighting a little bit of a dry cough. I think too much air conditioning, moving around. It's been busy. I'm really on the last leg of extensive travel here. Then things are going to kind of fall into a more suitable battle rhythm. I'll be spending all next week in the Columbus office. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll be in the Columbus office. Then Thursday afternoon, I drive up to Detroit, stay the night. I fly out the morning of the 19th to go to Honolulu, visit family, take care of some personal business there. And then I'll be back to Detroit on the 23rd of July, and then spending the rest of that week in Michigan, and then back to Columbus the following week. So then it's just kind of back and forth, and being able to work on the studio and get that dialed back in. We've got a quote for the new wall furnishings, I guess, if that's, or the new design. It's a little more than I kind of had initially budgeted or expected, so may have to do some of it in phases. We'll see how that goes here over the next week, but I'm pretty excited to have the design, and it's one that I think will take the show to the next level, allow me to continue to move the show forward. One thing I really have to get done before I put the order in, the final order in for the soundproofing from Audi Mute, is really work through camera angles and make sure that what we have designed is going to be viewable. And the layout of the studio is going to be affected a little bit by that. And I've been working that over in my head, quite honestly, a lot. And really, until I get stuff kind of placed and some camera set up, we'll not know exactly what our field of view is for this design that has been put together. So some things that are pretty straightforward are green screen panels that are seamless, and they're big. We'll have to go to Cleveland to get them, actually truck them across. That's how big they are, because they're going to fit right into the space, and that'll, you know, basically make it so that not only do we have a green screen room, but it's also audio conditioned so that we'll get the best quality sound possible. I'm really, really excited about this. This will be a showcase for what I've tried to come up with. So, you know, the expense is about $7,000 to $8,000 before installation. So, you know, it is a pretty big leap. Cost-wise, so I just kind of have to figure out if I can do it in all one swoop, or where that's going to kind of lay in. Well, anyway, that's kind of what's going on. Again, excited to get back and be able to be working on the studio again. It's going to be, obviously we're a little ways out from that still, but you know, back in the hammer here and being able to do things will be good. All right, so let me get into the stack of stuff I have today. See if I can keep from hacking on you during the show. Got a bottle of water here. I think I'm good to go. So again, thanks everyone for being patient with us as we've made this transition. Hard to believe we're only six weeks into the actual transition. Of course, the studio has been down now about 7 weeks. And so I guess as unexpected, it just seems like it's been forever for some reason, and just the kind of way it feels. But I want to start the stories off today talking about Microsoft Teams. And I'm not, you know, I'm a big Slack user, but it blows me away that Microsoft Teams has already achieved 13 million daily users. That's pretty incredible, being that I've heard very little talk about it. And it makes me just kind of like actually pretty surprised that that many people are actually using Teams. I'm just, I guess at some point I'm going to have to take a look at it. But Slack has been so effective for us. I just can't imagine making a switch to another platform. But any of you using Teams, Microsoft Teams? If you are, I'd really like to hear from you. And if you've had a A-B comparison between it and Slack, I'd love to hear your thoughts. There is a new trailer out, or the first trailer for Netflix's Another Look, and it's pretty impressive. It really, really is. It's a science fiction series, again, starring Battlestar Galactica's Katie Sackhoff. The 10-episode series is going to kick off on July 25th, and it really looks like a fun cross between First Contact from Arrival and the Sci-Fi Channel's Dark Matter. And so anyway, they are, it looks to me to be a pretty exciting series, and hopefully it gets good reviews. We'll see. I'm looking forward to binge watching it at some point here in the very near future. But again, Another Life. Now, the challenge with Netflix is my internet situation still in Michigan is unresolved. So maybe I'll be watching it from the office. Who knows? But anyway, cool. And I look forward to check it out. Hey, France has passed a controversial tax on tech companies. Well, you know, the EU bill had kind of stalled, but under the bill, the French Senate has said that tech companies with more than 750 million euros in global revenue and 25 million euros in French revenue will be required to pay a 3% tax on total annual revenue generated by providing services to French users. Now, that's 3%. On total annual revenue? That is major. 3% just to France? That's crazy. Now, even before the bill was passed, the United States said it was launching an investigation into the legislation. In a statement on Wednesday, the Office of the United States Trade Representative said the tax and statements from French officials suggest that France is unfairly targeting attacks at certain U.S.-based technology companies. They say the United States is very concerned that the digital service tax was expected to pass unfairly targets American companies. USTR Robert Lighthizer said in a statement that adding that President Trump has ordered the investigation. Once the investigation is complete, according to the statement, the U.S. will decide on a response. Of course, American business groups jumped on to slam the French proposal. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said in a statement that the plan would harm American business and workers. The Information Technology Industry Council, which counts companies like Google and Facebook among its members, said in a statement that France's move was a significant and concerning departure from international efforts. But if you think about that, 3%, now not 3% on 25 million euros, 3% on 750 million or anything greater than 750 million in global revenue. That's just shocking. That's a big number. That's a big, big number for one country. What do y'all think? I think the French are getting a little greedy, to be honest with you. Well, Google, in an admission, says it's transcribing a small percentage of audio recordings from Google Assistant queries. Now, I don't know if we talked about this before, but it's been no secret that Google records your conversation with Google Assistant after you say a wake word. But what you might not know is that Google uses contractors to manually review a handful of those recordings, about 0.2%. Yesterday, VRT NWS released a report, and who's this? VRT.be detailed how it listened to thousands of recordings leaked by a whistleblower working on Google. At least one audio clip included a couple's address and personal information about their family. While the recordings are not associated with user accounts, people often share personal information, like names and addresses can reveal their identity. And while Google supposedly doesn't record until users say phrases like, hey, G-O-O-G-L-E, or okay, G-O-O-G-L-E, the device sometimes mishears other words or phrases and records conversations that aren't meant to listen in on. So Google claims that transcribing conversations in various languages is critical to building speech technology that they use to improve their language recognition via accents and dialects, so forth. So what do you think about that? 0.2% of all queries are transcribed. Apple's 2020 iPhone may reduce the true depth notch with a smaller camera. Reports are saying that they're trying to eliminate it completely, if not be able to reduce it significantly by going to a smaller camera. So we'll see what happens on that. But again, that's for the 2020 version of the iPhone, not the current model that will be available this year. Well, I guess 19 model, is there 20? It would be next year, I guess, yeah. Boosted has come out with something called the Boosted Rev, and it is the electric skateboards maker's first scooter. It costs $1,600, and it's getting rave reviews. Now, my son has always wanted a Boosted board, but the Boosted Rev is just an electric skateboard, and it's pretty impressive. And its dual motors churn out 1,500 watts of power for a top speed of 24 miles per hour. With riders up to 250 pounds, fully charged, be able to travel up to 22 miles depending on rider terrain and settings. The Rev has three performance modes. Mode 1 does approximately 12 miles per hour. Mode 2 has a top speed of 18. And Mode 3 will max the scooter out at 24. And a pretty heavy individual did the testing on it and says that he got the speed that they advertised out of it. And, of course, for those in hill country like San Francisco and so forth, definitely probably less distance. But they have three different ways to stop it. It has a foot brake, a hand disc brake, and a throttle brake. Of course, one of the gentlemen said that the throttle brake was sufficient in New York City. So that's interesting. And, of course, a little ding, ding, ding bell for you to ring to tell people to get out of the way. Some more scooters. Anyway, what do you guys think about these scooters? I think they're the scourge. I really, really do, but they seem to be all the rage right now. The FCC is having a robocall summit, and it's the FCC's latest step to stem the scourge. And they're going to have a number of the carriers there to discuss things that they've done. So the nation's four major wireless carriers will be there along with industry experts. The people at the workshop all will have had a hand in developing the technology standard for what's called shaken/stir. It's a protocol that would validate whether calls are originating, whether calls are originating where they claim to be coming from, and would allow for faster tracing of illegal calls to find out who's responsible for them. Of course, we know that the number of robocalls that we're all getting has exploded. Americans received 47.8 billion robocalls last year. Nearly 50% of those calls were from scammers. The FCC said 60% of the complaints it received each year about robocalls is basically, you know, please stop this, and spoof numbers and so forth. And my number of spoof calls are down ever since I added the Verizon app that kind of helps detect those spoof calls. But again, I pay for that, like $4.95 a month or something. Be nice to have that service for free. The president wants Facebook, Twitter to visit the White House for another social media summit. He's made this comment at the social media summit, I believe he held today, that included media personalities, but not the companies themselves. So it looks like he had right-wing talk host, YouTubers, media personalities, conservative circles type folks to talk about how they felt that they were being, I guess for better words, silenced. And so the White House's the White House gathering comes as tensions between social media companies and prominent conservatives escalate amid a crackdown on hate speech, violence, and other content violation or other content that violates the rules. Trump has also, of course, alleged Twitter makes it hard for people to follow him, though he has offered no evidence. Many of the attendees at Thursday's event, which started just after a Twitter outage, have accused social media companies of attempting to hamper their growth and reach. Facebook, Twitter, and Google repeatedly denied these accusations. So we'll see if the actual Facebook, Twitter, and so forth will actually visit the White House in the future. Time will tell. I don't think this is going to get to any place. I really don't. I think that a lot of people are making claims. A lot of people say they're being silenced. I'm sure they feel that way. I'm not sure that they have incidental proof that that's actually happening. I'd like to see some case studies that where some of these individuals were, you know, if they had some examples of how they were silenced. I've heard a lot of talk. I haven't seen a lot of actual, again, substance to it. But who knows, you know? And I'm sure if you're one of those individuals, you're probably thinking you are. The case is how do you truly prove that? I think that's the bigger challenge in most of these conversations that are going on about social media folks being silenced. And I know that based upon people's political affiliation, oftentimes it falls along party lines. People that are liberal probably say, there's nothing happening, whereas people that are conservative say they are. I don't know one way or the other, but I know that a lot of people feel, at least, that they are being censored, I guess for a better word, out there and within their content. So what say you? Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Over on CNET, they're talking about the best Prime Day deals under $25. 4 months of Amazon Music Unlimited for 99 cents. Marvel movie rentals for $1.99 each. The Amazon Echo Dot third generation for $25. The Google Home Mini for $25. And you can spend $10 at Whole Foods and get a $10 Prime Day credit. So, Prime Day starts Monday, July 15th. But some of those deals, again, are available. And the folks at CNET have talked about eight ways to score the best deals during Prime Day. That's my biggest problem, is you never can get the deals. They're just like they're sold out so fast. You know, they have one of 500, and then you put your order in, and you're too late. So Prime Day is this coming Monday. All right, the United States has put a Russia order in on long-range air-to-air missiles. And how this made Ars Technica, I don't know. But the U.S. apparently is rushing to put together what's called the AIM 260. It's needed to counter Chinese and Russian missiles with ranges over 300 kilometers. And so this is a pretty interesting article about what the DoD is doing to, you know, basically keep, we're behind in air-to-air technology, and largely because most of the jets that were flying some of the long-range stuff before have been retired, and these newer, and those missiles don't essentially work with the more modern aircraft. So, you know, the last one, the AIM-54 Phoenix, which was a Cold War-era weapon, could be used to take on multiple targets from more than 100 nautical miles out at hypersonic speeds above Mach 5. But again, the Phoenix was built for the F-14, and the longest-range weapon in the quiver of U.S. Navy and Air Force pilots today is the AIM-120, which is an advanced medium air-to-air ARAM known as a slammer, which only has a range of about 86 nautical miles as compared to the Chinese PL-15, which is a very long-range air-to-air missile, VLRAM, with a range of 200 kilometers and speeds faster than Mach 5. And some have claimed that the PL-15 has a range of more than double that at 400 kilometers, which is pretty scary, being that you don't have a weapon that can stand off. You know, you can reach out and get hurt there for sure. But interesting write-up on that. 2021 is the date for the AIM-260 to come to be basically put into service. We'll see how that goes. We'll keep abreast of it if we get more reporting on it. Facebook is denying allegations that you make friends on Facebook. So Facebook is responding with blanket denials to a DC Cambridge Analytical lawsuit. And they're vigorously defending itself against a lawsuit by the Attorney General of the District of Columbia. So vigorously, in fact, that it's basically claiming not to be a social network at all. In one of the responses, many of the allegations that are out there in this suit allege wrongdoing in violation of law. And it's not surprising Facebook would deny these claims. But its denial strategy is so aggressive that the company also denies several claims that seem to be basic statement of facts. For example, in paragraph 11 of the allegation in the suit, it states, to begin using Facebook, begin using the Facebook website, a consumer first creates a Facebook account. The consumer then can add other Facebook consumers as friends. And by accumulating Facebook friends, the consumer builds a social network on the Facebook website. Well, that to me sounds pretty close to what Facebook is, right? Well, Facebook's response to that was, Facebook denies the allegation in paragraph 11, which is what I just read to you. Facebook also denies that it collects, records, and maintains data on users, information, and activity. Through it does admit that the user can provide Facebook with certain information. So some of this may be troublesome for Facebook, because some of the stuff that they have publicly admitted to that they're now denying in this lawsuit. So we'll see where this leads. But again, this is a lawsuit that's happening in the District of Columbia that has not been dismissed. The judge is allowing me to proceed forward. We'll see where it goes. And the FCC photo is confirming that Galaxy Note 10 will not have a headphone jack. So another device bites the dust when it comes to not having a headphone jack or have lost its headphone jack. So the days of cords are soon to be behind us. Facebook and CMU's superhuman poker AI is beating human pros. It can bluff better than any human. Artificial intelligence has definitely beaten humans at another of our favorite games, a program designed by researchers from Facebook AI Labs and Carnegie Mellon University, has bested some of the world's top poker players in a series of games of six-person, no-limit Texas Hold'em poker. Over 12 days and 10,000 hands, the AI system named Pluribus faced off against 12 pros in two different settings. In one, the AI played alongside five humans. In other, five versions of the AI played with one human player. The computer programs were unable to collaborate in this scenario. Pluribus won an average of $5 per hand with an hourly winning of around $1,000, a decisive margin of victory, according to the researchers. And one of the poker players said, Chris Ferguson said, a six-time World Series of Poker champion and one of the 12 pros drafted against the AI said, it's a very hard opponent to play against. So what happens when people start using AI and online poker and it just makes online poker completely unfair? And I'm sure people are going to be using that. But the question is, how do you prevent that from happening? That's a good question, yeah? Well, the T-Mobile-Sprint merger will blow past another deadline. And, of course, the deal's been sitting in regulatory limbo for a while. And, of course, this deal was supposed to be done weeks ago after much of their total spectrum assets were set to be allocated to DISH to spur the creation of another major carrier. But according to Wall Street Journal, talks have slowed. It's unclear when the two parties will come to an agreement. T-Mobile and Sprint announced their $26 billion merger over a year ago. And the journal reports this once again pushed past another deadline before closing the deal of July 29th. Before closing the deal, this will be the second such extension since the initial announcement that has struggled to receive approval from the Justice Department. So it's still in process here. But by them allocating spectrum assets to another company like Dish, the deal could preserve a viable fourth carrier that could compete against the new T-Mobile that would be combined, obviously, with those two companies. So we'll see. According to the journal, right, negotiators have been stuck discussing ownership caps and restrictions that would limit who could later purchase parts of the new Dish network. Dish is pushing back on these limits that T-Mobile's parent company wants to impose in order to prevent the company from selling off the new spectrum that would be allocated to it. So we'll see. Lots of wheeling-dealing here on spectrum. So do you want to know which iPhones, iPads are supporting the new iOS 13 and iPad OS? Well, there's some good news and some bad news. So the bad news is those relying on iPhones that were debuted in 2013 and 2014 will not get iOS 13. So according to Apple, if you have the iPhone XS, XS Max, XR 2018, XX, iPhone X 8 and 8 Plus of 2017, iPhone 7, 7 Plus of 2016, iPhone 6S, 6S Plus 2015, iPhone SE 2016, and iPod Touch 7th generation 2019 will all get iOS 13. And then iOS 5S, iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, and the iPod Touch 6th generation 2015 will not. And the iPad OS dismisses a few tablets, specifically the iPad Mini 2 and Mini 3 from 2013 to 2014 and the iPad Air original 2013. But it looks like everything else above that will get those iOS 13 updates. Air France is going to be testing a biometric boarding at Houston and JFK. So this is, again, continued biometric use by companies. Air France KLM will be swapping boarding passes for facial recognition on Air France flights flying out of JFK and the George Bush International Airport in Houston. This will be done on a trial base initially as Air France KLM sets about to bring facial recognition to all gateways in the United States by next year. This is not the first company to do this. British Airways has had its own trial underway. Biometric board is also being used overseas by Qantas in Australia, while Dubai International Airport has been scanning passengers' faces when they pass through a tunnel that has 80 facial recognition iris scanning cameras. So the initial Air France trial will see more than 2,200 passengers using biometric boarding daily. So we'll see what happens here on that. Again, won't be long. No more boarding passes. Beep you through as it scans your face. Nielsen's are going to start calling people to ask you about podcasting. Supposedly, podcasters need more listening data, or the podcast production companies do. But anyway, some of my competitors out there, including Cadence 13, Midroll, Westwood One, Cabana, are all writing a check for Nielsen to do this. We know a lot about our listeners already. I'm not sure what Nielsen's going to collect is going to tell us anything anymore that we're not already getting through survey results and other things that we've got. Maybe listening habits, I don't know. But it's an interesting move by Nielsen, who's been trying to stick their foot in the podcasting space for some time. So if you get a call from Nielsen, make sure you share with them your podcast listening habits. Virgin Galactic is going public. It's doing it through a merger with an investment company. So they announced that Virgin Galactic announced July 9th and reached an agreement to merge with a public investment vehicle, raising several hundred million dollars of capital and allowing the company to become publicly traded. Virgin said it would merge with Social... Excuse me. It will merge with SCH, Social Capital... Oh my God, Head Sophia? Which will take a 49% stake in the merged company and at a valuation of $1.5 billion. The venture capitalist, who is the founder and chief executive of SCH, will invest an additional $100 million into the company. SCH is what is known as a special purpose acquisition company, a publicly traded company that raises money for the purpose of acquiring other companies. And it reportedly had nearly $709 million in assets, primarily in the form of marketable securities, in its most recent 10Q filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in May. All right. Very cool. Another video that's going to be coming, or another movie that's going to be called, is called Ad Astra. The trailer on that is out. It's going to be another great movie. Looks like a movie in which a lot of astronauts get killed. But anyway, that official trailer is out. That movie's coming in September. Speaking of space, NASA has shook up the human space exploration leadership by replacing some people, and a move that took some people by surprise, supposedly. NASA re-signed two top officials in its exploration program, including Bill Gerstenheimer, the longtime head of NASA's human spaceflight programs. In a memo to NASA employees issued on July 10th, NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said Bill Gerstenmeyer, Associate Administrator for Human Exploration Operations, has been reassigned to serve as a special assistant to the NASA Deputy Administrator Jim Marhard. The reassignment was effective immediately. Bridenstine said that Ken Bowersox, a former astronaut who rejoined the agency this year as Gerstenmeyer's deputy, would take over as acting associate administrator. All right, so apparently someone wasn't doing their job very well over there. Google is giving a social network another try with something called Shoelace. Currently, Shoelace is only available in New York City and requires an invite. And we know Google Plus was shut down back in April, but its new service, its new app, Shoelace, shows it hasn't given up. Well, what is Shoelace? Well, with Shoelace, you can create a listing for an event or an activity and invite friends or strangers to join in. It will also suggest events that you might be interested in joining. Again, Shoelace is launching in New York City and available for both Android and iOS. And this is the latest attempt at social networking as Google comes as this comes out of Google's Area 120, which is an in-house incubator for experimental projects. So we'll see if what happens with Shoelace. Amazon is committing $700 million to retrain 100,000 employees. They've acknowledged an impact of tech on jobs. So their automation is reducing its workforce, so they're trying to retrain 100,000 employees over the next 5 years to upskill them into new positions with areas such as data mapping specialists, data scientists, solution architects, and business analysts. So it's nice to see that they're spending the money to train these workers to up, to basically move them up and out of the warehouse as their jobs expire from due to automation of robots and so forth. Final couple articles here. NASA's Lemur robot has escaped the Death Valley in its latest field test. That's kind of a pun on words. NASA's Lemur robot escaped Death Valley in its latest field test. So basically, this is a robot that climbs cliffs, and while rovers like Curiosity are out driving around Mars, they don't have anything to climb walls in Mars. So this is something that their goal is at some point to have a device that can be sent to Mars that can scale walls so that they can, you know, look at the composite makeup of materials, and, you know, over time through the, you know, basically scaling walls, look for sediment and so forth. So they say that it did very well. It scaled walls on its own, didn't fall and crash, which is obviously a good thing. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes on that. Final article, Sprint's 5G network has gone live in Chicago. So approximately 700,000 people will be covered initially by the network. Chicago happens to be one of the 9 markets where Sprint is launching. True Mobile 5G is currently available in parts of Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Kansas City, and with the service also being launched in select areas of Los Angeles, New York City, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. in the coming weeks. So anyway, that's going to wrap me up for content for today. A little more tech out there. I'm getting tired of doing the show from the road. I'm going to be frank. I'm going to be ready to be back in the studio having a regular semblance of a show. It just feels a little different doing the show on the road. So if you guys are ready for me to be back in the studio, I'm very much looking forward to it as well. But if you have comments on today's podcast, send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. It's been my pleasure bringing the show. Thanks for being here. We'll see you in Monday back in Columbus. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.